Welcome to the Maidenpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Tanya Marie Lewis, best-selling author, publisher, and kingdom servant. And this podcast is dedicated to sharing biblical and business principles that will strengthen you in the marketplace. Each week, we will share tools and introduce you to maidenpreneurs who are building better kingdom businesses and making an impact in their family, church, and community. We look forward to sharing with you so that you too can birth your wealth in the marketplace. For more information, go on and visit us at MillionaireMaidensBusinessAcademy.com. Okay, let's get started with today's show. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Maidenpreneur Podcast. I am Tanya Marie, your host, and I am so glad to have you here, and I pray that this week has found you doing well and prospering in your health and in the marketplace. We're going to jump right into today's topic. Often I am asked how to turn your hobby into a business. Now, this is a great question and one I'm all too familiar with because for so long I operated my business as a hobby. That was not my intention, but I never made that shift in my mind. And so that's the key to transitioning your business from a hobby to full-time entrepreneurship. You have to adjust your mindset so that when people approach you, you know that you're not just operating some little, you know, little hobby on the side, that this is your income, this is your business, and this is your legacy that you're building. You can take all the marketing and branding courses that you want. If you don't get your mind prepared and shift, you're just wasting your time. And so some of the things that you can put in place is if you've been operating your business as a hobby, first thing you want to do is ask for forgiveness and ask God to give you the grace that you need to run his vineyard the way that he sees fit, okay? If you have a business that God has given you, he didn't just give you a name. He didn't just give you an idea. He gave you a blueprint. If you will seek his face and his instructions, he'll map it out for you. He'll literally let you know, okay, this, I mean, almost down to the point to who your target audience and your market is. And for so long, I didn't operate from that place. I was just kind of, you know, taking any job that was thrown at me, you know, $10 here, $25 there, whatever I can make to keep the bills paid. And as a result, I was working outside of the market that God had assigned to me. And so that's the first thing you want to do is that shift in your mind, okay, this is no longer a hobby. What I bring in is going to support my family. If you're working on a job, a full-time job, your mindset needs to shift that this income now I need to replace where I am so I can focus and give all my time and energy and effort at building someone else's dynasty and destiny, but building a legacy for your children and your grandchildren. Okay, so once you make that shift, get a piece of paper out, and you want to write down again, make it very clear what it is that you are offering, who it is you're offering it to, and then determine, okay, what's your business model that you're setting up? Are you working online? Are you working offline? You know, determine your business model. Determine your client avatar, exactly who it is you're serving, who it is that you're, you know, their income, their education, who, and identify your market. And then once you do that, in order to just really shift your mind, this is a business, establish some business hours. Every business that you go to, I don't care where you go, in the marketplace, there are business hours open from 8 hours, Walmart. Everyone in business has business hours, and even though you're working for yourself, you need to have those things in place. So you need to decide if you're going to work Monday through Friday, Tuesday through Thursday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, however you want to do it. If your client base is predominantly you know, people who are off on Saturdays, you might decide that you want to take Monday off and work Tuesday through Friday and Saturday by appointment only. Again, you set your hours based on your customer base, your target audience, and when they're available for you to serve them. Okay? Once you get those hours set, you need to stick to them. Do not allow anyone to come in and just kind of take over your business model once you have it established. And I'm just going to use for an example, early on, years ago, back in 1999, I was doing a little desktop publishing. I had someone call me at like 11 o'clock at night about designing a business card, and I was not even business. I knew it was wrong. You know, they had no business calling me at 11 o'clock, but I didn't have the boldness that I need to say, hey, you need to call me back tomorrow. So I'm on the phone at 11 o'clock at night getting information for a business card. Mind you, I've not been paid or anything. I'm getting all this information, and I start working on the card. Make a long story short, the person didn't even end up doing business with me, okay? So that was my mistake, because when I received that call, one, I shouldn't have picked up the phone or have, you know, my answering machine letting people know, these are my office hours. And so you're going to have to be a stickler to that, because you're always going to have that one person that's going to try to take advantage or feel that, you know, I'm your friend or I'm your family member or whoever that's going to try to infringe on the hours that you set and the days even that you set in place. Now, if you want to show a little liberty based on, you know, you feel led by the Lord to do a thing, all by all means. I'm not saying that you can't do that, but every case is not the case. And even in my situation with the business card, any other printer that could have offered that service, they're closed at 5 o'clock. You know, so if that person had called them, they would have gotten the answer machine. And so you need to take those things into consideration, okay? So that's what you need to do. Get your mind set around this is no longer a hobby. This is revenue-producing income that's going to come in to take care of my family, take care of my church responsibilities, community responsibilities. This is a business. I'm building God's kingdom business. And once you get that mindset, you want to map out again your business model. You know, are you serving online, offline, or both? And what are you offering? Even write down what income you need to bring in on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis. If you're working somewhere else, what you need to do to replace your income to come off that job. And one of those, that factor, a lot of times when people have a full-time job, they do operate their business on the side as a hobby in terms of, oh, it's just a little extra income, it's a little extra passive income. But if you see where that income can replace your current income, you need to remain focused, put a plan in place, and map out a time frame to leave that job. Because the hour that we're in now, people are being laid off left and right, okay? Some without notice. And so you need to have that backup plan in place. Okay, once you have your business model, again, go ahead and set what days of the week you're going to work, and then set what hours you're going to work, determine what day you're going to, if you have a service-based business, determine what day you're going to set aside or hours you're going to set aside to work in your business and on your business, not in your business. Okay, that's very important until you're able or in a position to where you can outsource and bring people in who can assist you. Okay, so those are some of the things when you want to make that shift from hobby to full-time entrepreneur. Those are some of the things that you need to get settled in your heart, in your mind, and then you're going to have to stand and allow and make people understand that these are your hours. So no more just calling you anytime. No more just pulling you off the side, you know, when you're at a party and all these different things. You know, you're going to have to be the one to make that stand. Even in my own personal life, I will not discuss business at church, mainly because when I go to church, I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise. I'm going to hear and receive the word. I'm going to fellowship with my brethren and sisters. So my focus there is, you know, this is not about business. This is my day of family. This is a day of work. in ministry. And so oftentimes, anybody that knows me, they know I will not discuss business at church. And that's a boundary I have to put in place. And mainly because if I start, you know, talking about business maybe before the word comes forth, and you know, you've asked about a service or something that you need done, when the word is coming forth, I'm hearing the word, but my mind is already, you know, engaged in that, okay, this is what they need. I'm thinking about this color, and this is, and I'm going to research this. And that's a dishonor to God. And so, you know, if you're on this call and if you attend church and, you know, active in ministry or what have you, that's just, I mean, it's just, it's natural to do that. I'll wait till I see them at church, or I'll wait until I see them at the family reunion, or I'll wait until I see them here. And people are always going to try you in that area. You have to make the stand, okay? So those are just some of the tips to get your mind wrapped around being a full-time entrepreneur. And even another thing, just because you work for yourself, and if you're working for yourself full-time, you know, it's great, the privilege of having that business, of being able to take off, being able to go, being able to do the different things that you could not do working for someone else, but you still want to have, you know, honor your business because you're still working for someone. You're working for the King of Kings. So just like in the when you were working for someone else, set some boundaries. Okay, at the beginning of the year, you know, tell yourself, okay, I'm going to take 3 weeks of vacation time, or I'm going to take a month off, I'm going to take 2 months off, or whatever it is that you can take off and still be able to cover your expenses for the year. And just keep a log, you know, when you decide, okay, I'm taking off today, don't want to work, I want to relax, I'm going to a movie, I'm going to a mall, I'm going to go, you know, do ministry work. Log that time down. It's the same way you would do when you're working for a corporation. You don't just take off and just not show up. You know, if you need to be off 2 or 3 days for the family reunion, you have to put in a request for that, and they have to approve it before you can leave. You just leave, you're going to get fired. And so the same way you honor that system, honor the system with working for the King of Kings. If he's trusted you to be a laborer, he's trusted you to be a steward in his vineyard. And so those are the things that you want to do to please him. Don't just take it for granted because he called you and trusted you with this, because all of these things are going to be held accountable for. So that's it for this edition of the Maidenpreneur Podcast. I pray that I've shared something with you that will shift your mindset to move from a hobbyist into an entrepreneur. Now, I just pray God's blessing over your life, over your family, over your community, and in your business. I look forward to speaking with you on the next edition of the Maidenpreneur Podcast. I love you so much. God bless.